WA8MAC reconnected to the Central Michigan Hub, Mount Clemens. N8WRO cleared.
This is KFA-FKA testing.
KF8FJH. This is KF8DPZ. I read you loud and clear. Sounding pretty good there.
Oh, okay. I remember you, actually. Aren't you the guy with the Motorola ATX 6000? Or the 8000? Sorry about that, but I forgot your name. My bad. Back to you.
No, that's not me with all that expensive equipment. That was someone else you're thinking of. I'm the guy who lives 3 miles away from you and is willing to give you a ride to the meetings.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Well, usually I have a hard time making it to the computer, but instead of buying an antenna, I made a custom antenna. I have like so many rubber duck antennas, so I snipped the top of one of them off. I hooked up just one wire, you know, and I let that wire go outside to a piece of metal on my house. And I ended up having the other piece of the wire that's going from the radio to the other piece of metal on my house. I have the other piece of the wire attached to my gutter, so it's working. It's just working really good. It's just a thing I've done, so I figured I'd try it to see if it works. This is KFA-FJH. Back to you.
Well, it is certainly working. You sound a whole lot more understandable than you did a couple of days ago. The only thing you got going on is there's some popcorn happening, you know, popping static D-type noise happening in the background, but it's not enough to worry about. Everything sounds good.
That's good. Speaking about the meeting that we had that you guys had on the 15th on that Thursday, the reason why I wasn't able to come, my mom was going to take me, you know, and my dad had bowling that night, so he couldn't take me, but I was going to ask my mom, but she ended up being sick, and that's why I couldn't go, unfortunately. But I was super sad about it. I was like, oh, man, that sucks. But, yeah, it is what it is, but I'll try it. I tried this a couple times, like a couple days before the meeting, just to go on here and talk to see if I can find you. But you are the guy that offered to give me a ride to the meeting facility a couple miles away from my house. But I was trying to find you on this frequency a couple days before the meeting. That way I could, like, get your contact. Because I still got to do that number thing. I still got to answer. I told my dad, you know, call this number. And he said, no, it's the emergency number thing. And, you know, that's what I told him. But if you don't mind, you know, I have to find another way to I'll try to find another way to contact you instead of the radio if you're okay with that. This is KF8SJH, back to you.
All right, copy that. You're familiar with QRZ, where you can look up call signs and things like that?
Actually, I'm not familiar with it, but give me 1 second. I'm going to be standing by for a second. I'm going to go grab my phone so you can tell me the website to put in. Okay, I'm back with my phone now. I can type in the website. I'm not going to be able to. If you could spell it out to me, that'd be perfect.
All right, good copy. The website you're looking for is QuebecRomeoZulu.com.
Okay, I just got on it. I see a whole bunch of different boxes. I see ads for videos and stuff, but I got to search. I'm going to look here. Search my call sign. Okay, go ahead.
All right, now here's my call sign, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Papa Zulu.
Okay, I think I found you. It says, hold on, right here, look up. I think this is it right here, yep. Oh, it shows like you have mobile radios and stuff like that. Oh, okay. Alright, I think I found it, yeah. It shows, like, information about you and the antennas and the radios you're using and stuff like that.
Yep, that's it exactly. Also, it should, under where you see my call sign and my name and my address, there should be a line underneath it where it says something about an email address. I think you have to be a member, and the sign-up is free. I think you have to be a member in order to view the email address, but my email address there is valid. You can use that to contact me because that comes straight to my phone.
Okay, I'm looking for your email on here, but I think you have to scroll down towards the bottom because I didn't see your email yet. I'm not sure if I'm missing it, but I'm looking for it. I mean, it tells me, like, all this information about you, how you have your... Like, what picture? I see a couple pictures of, like, an antenna and a radio you have, like a mobile radio, and it says you, for DMR, I carry a DM32GB. Back to you.
Yep, that's pretty accurate, but when you're looking up the top left side, what you see is you'll see my call sign, and then my name, and then my address. Now, there should be a line immediately below that that says email. If it's not there, it's because you're not a member and not signed in.
Oh, you know what? That's probably exactly why I can't see anything about you. So I'll probably, let me log in real quick or create an account or something like that, and then I can try it again. Back to you.
Yep, that's pretty much the thing. Once you create an account there, and like I said, it is free. You may have to provide them a PDF copy of your ham license. I'm not sure about that. But you can sign in, you create an account as a ham member because you have a license. And then once that happens, if you look my call sign up again, like I said, there'll be a line under my address that says email, use mouse to view. When you hover your mouse over it, it'll expose the email address. And like I said, that address is valid. It comes straight to my phone.
Okay, I'm signing up right now because it says I have to sign up for our URZ account. I just got to put my call sign in and I got to sign up real quick. But we'll see how long it takes that. I'll be I'll be here listening, and I'll let you, if you want to stay listening, I'll let you know when I get into it and stuff like that. Back to you.
Yeah, copy that. I will be around. I usually have the radio on. I've got it on this frequency. And so I'll just be waiting for you to let me know when you've gotten signed up and have found my email. KFA2PZ.
Okay, this is KFA-FJH. I logged in with an account and I looked you up. I see everything right here, and I see your email too. So I'll have my, when my dad gets home from work, he usually don't get home from work around 4 o'clock till 4:30. So when he gets home today, I'll ask him to send you an email letting you know, like, if it's okay, if he can take me next month or anything like that. But yeah, I don't really know too much yet, but I gotta wait for my dad to get home before I can have him email you. That's it for now.
All right, I got all that. Yeah, I'll just, you know, like I said, my phone will blow up when the email arrives. I'll know about that. So far, so good.
That's good. You know, one good thing today, though, is I was able to, the reason what made me think about building this, like, an antenna thing, having a wire, because all I did was literally just, like, cut off the tip of the antenna, you know, and hook up a wire, and that long wire go outside all the way to my gutter. I mean, my gutter to my house, and that was a big piece of metal, so I'm surprised that it's working the way it is right now, and I'm glad it's working good, because I always had trouble getting to the repeaters and stuff like that. But yeah, this is KFA-FKH. Back to you.
Hey, are you BLS comment?
Go ahead, KFA-BLX.
Yeah, FKH, one thing you want to watch out for, though, is I don't know what that's doing for your SWR, but I'm going to guess it's probably making it pretty high, so that's not good for the radio. Talk on an SWR that's too high for too long, you're going to blow the finals out on that radio. Just a thought. KFA-BLX.
Do you think I could, I probably have to make sure, will the radio feel, like, super hot if it's, like, high SWR or something like that? Like, will I notice the radio get super hot, or is it just going to do something bad for the antenna or something like that? Because all my connections are strong. I have a rubber duck antenna that I cut a quarter off of it, and there's a little spring inside of it that I stripped just a wire, and I hooked it up to it and basically soldered it on that spring, and then I have the other end. I have that wire going all the way outside from my house into my backyard, and there's a little hole in my gutter, there's a little hole in it, and I wrap I push the other side of the wire through that hole and wrapped it around tightly so it had a strong connection. So that's what I'm using, but notice like anything with my radio, if it's high SWR or something like that.
Yeah, it does tend to get hotter faster if it isn't a high SWR. I'm going to assume you don't have any kind of testing equipment as far as an SWR meter goes, but antennas are tuned by length. So your standard dual band antenna optimal length is only 19.5 inches. So what you've done is added a whole lot of length to that antenna that you clip the top off of. that's why I'm concerned about where the SWR is. Sometimes you can get away with it, sometimes you can't. I would keep an eye definitely on the temperature of the radio, especially if you're talking on it a lot.
Okay, that's something I'll definitely keep an eye on. Like right now, the radio is a little warm, but not as hot as it usually gets. I mean, it's warm in my hand right now, but when I'm usually talking on a regular antenna, a regular stock antenna, it doesn't get any hotter than this right here. It's not any hotter. Usually with the rubber duck antenna, it get hotter, but I haven't been on my radio long enough to know. Like, it's not really hot enough yet. It's only fairly warm right now. This is KFA, FKH, back to you.
Yep, like I said, just keep an eye on it, especially if, you know, you do a lot of talking and you get long-winded. Any radio is going to get warmer the more you talk on it. That's just a given. Have you tried seeing if you can get into the repeater on low power so that you don't have to run it on high? If you get to the repeater and still sound the same on low power, then I would advise that too.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. You know, I'm looking at this thing right now. Is it a handheld? I'm assuming it's a handheld. It says GN-32 UV. You said you have an antenna and power cord for it and stuff like that. But I'm curious, is that GN-232? Is that a stomping radio?
Yeah, the DM-32, that's the one you're looking at. Those are Valfine radios, and that is kind of their latest and greatest. I have a couple of them, and they work very, very well. They started out having some major glitches in their CPS and their firmware, but they seem to have gotten most of those fixed. Still has a little couple quirks in here and there, but nothing major now. And like I said, I use two of them, and those are also digital radios, so you'd be able to get into your digital aspect of your license. But yeah, it's a good radio. That would definitely be a good upgrade for you. And you have a few more options, but I would suggest just getting, even just a cheap, just go on Amazon and find the cheapest dual-band magnet mount antenna you can find, and put it on a small cookie sheet, and then stick it up against the other where you have that antenna going now. And you're going to see enormous difference. I would suggest like a Nagoya 72. Those are only like $24, which is not bad, but there are other ones that are different prices on Amazon that get as low as, $14. But I would definitely think about something like that soon. And I'm not knocking your wire job. That was pretty intuitive. That was pretty ingenious there, and it's definitely working. I'm just worried about the radio itself. KFA-DLX.
Okay, got you there. I just took a look at my antenna. It looks like I'm just making sure the wire's not melting or anything like that, which it's not, or I'm feeling it too. It's not hot at all, which is a good thing. But like you said, yeah, I'll probably definitely buy a good antenna and not use this one-eyed bait out of trash, basically. Is it possible, it can affect the radio even if the radio's not getting hot? Like, can it affect it and any other ways at all besides it just getting warm? Can it reduce the range after use or something like that?
Well, unfortunately with SWR issues, like I said, a lot of times it's going to get warm, but there are times where it won't get warm, and unfortunately the only other sign with an SWR issue is 1 minute it's working and the next minute it's not because the final went boop.
Well, when I speak, does it sound like there's any going in and out noises? Like, is my voice, or is the static, like, going in and out, or, like, bacon popping or something like that? Just want to make sure my connection is strong, because I figured, you know, if my connection is not strong and it's a little loose or wiggling a little bit, I figured you might hear, like, bacon popping or something like that, because then the wire would be, like, on the antenna, and then it'd be, like, off the antenna sometimes if it wasn't connected strong. This is KSA-FJH. Back to you.
Like you said, you've got a decent signal right now. There's a little bit of bacon fry in the background. And it's, you know, your audio varies here and there. You can tell you're not on a proper, strong, good antenna. But it's working. My only other suggestions is if you think you have issues with how it's connecting, you know, where you did your little, what do you call, where you fused it in there, is if you have a soldering iron, maybe solder those two together so it's got a good, strong connection there, and then where it goes up to your gutter there, you can find, or do with some kind of metal alligator clip, or, you know, even if you find like an old chip clip or something that's made out of metal, that you can solder that bare end to, and you get a better connection that way too.
Well, the wire that's going from my antenna that's on the Baofeng, that's soldered to the spring, so that's not going on anywhere. I know that's a strong connection. Outside where the other piece of the wire is, it is on the gutter, and I'm holding it on there. I have it through the hole, and I put it on there. It's not like a chip clip or anything like that, but it's kind of like a clip. It's basically a pair of pliers. It's basically a pair of pliers that I have locked on there. It locks on there, kind of thing, and it holds it down, basically. I don't know what you call those pliers, but I just got them out of my toolbox. But they're like lock pliers. They lock on there and they hold it down. I have one of those holding the wire onto the very end of the gutter to draw a hole in it. That's the...
Good old vice grips. Oh, hey, yeah, you're definitely a ham. A lot of us have definitely started with these kinds of inventions just to be able to get out. you know, even with, basically what you've made is a long wire antenna. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's a good thing. It, like you said, it was very inventive. But, like I said, unfortunately, they're tuned by length, so whether the radio likes it or whether the radio doesn't like it, so far it seems like it's okay, it's like it, so you might not have anything to worry about. It just wouldn't be something that I would use on a permanent basis if you have the opportunity, like you said, to get a small magnet mount. Just stick that out for better. You have probably much better results too. But anyways, I gotta jump out of here and take care of a couple of things. I just wanted to let you know that. Good luck on your ventures. You're doing a great job so far. And we'll talk to you soon. KF8 BLX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Okay. Thanks for talking to me. I'm gonna go try some different repeaters and do some more experiments and just homemade antenna I made, maybe try and get some different repeaters and all that. But yeah, other than that, thanks for talking to me. This is KFA-SJH-73.
KF8FJH. KF8FJH from KF8DPZ.
I'm here.
KELX. KFAV Mobile East LS and monitoring.
Hey, who is that monitoring?
Station Cullen, go ahead again. KFAV, go ahead.
Well, you said, what did you call KFAV?
Echo, Sierra Echo Victor, roger.
Kilo Echo, Kilo Echo, Kilo Echo 8?
That's affirmative. K-E-8-S-E-V.
Roger, okay. S-E-V-S-E-V. Okay. Are we located in Mount Clemens, somewhere up that way?
Well, you're coming in and out a bit, but, yeah, I'm up here in East Ottawa, sitting on the big lake here on my snow squalls, come across the lake, roger.
Okay, okay. Very good, very good. So it's starting to snow where you at now, huh?
Well, it's settled down for the moment. Oh, yeah, we had 30, 40 mile an hour winds, and snow was just a whooping across the lake. I was watching the ice fishermen over there by the Tomas Point there. And, yeah, it's like everything's calming out.
Yeah, Roger. Well, I haven't been outside. I'm in northwest Detroit, so I don't think we got that much wind over here. So I'm more inland compared to where you're at there, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we way up north, 300-plus miles, I'm assuming. Yeah. Got that.
You think we left 5 miles?
Well, I don't know what the part of Detroit is. I know some cats down there in, Westland area. That's, part near 200 miles from where I'm at.
Well, I'm a little bit closer to than Westland. Westland's about, probably about 5 miles away. Let's see, maybe Lord, about three, 5 miles, yeah, something like that. So, okay.
Yeah, I was thinking downtown Detroit. I don't know downtown Detroit, but I think that's what I was thinking. I don't know. Everything changes. The Earth's moving. It might have moved. I don't know. Every day it does. I'm up here in Tawas Bay on the east side of the Mitten in East Tawas. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, you are. Yeah, I thought you was in Mount Clemens. You said it's Tawas Bay, Michigan?
Roger, copy. Tango, Alpha, Whiskey, Sierra, Alpha, Sierra, Bay. Yeah, it's about 193 miles down to the old in-laws' house, Roger.
Yeah, Roger. Alexa, how far is Tawas Bay from Dearborn, Michigan?
I'm sorry, I can't look up real-time travel distances yet. Can I help with something else?
Oh, brother. I guess that ain't gonna work.
Well, yeah, she was helpful, wasn't she? Yeah, it's about, about 185 to 190 miles. 2.5 hours from where I'm at, Roger.
Yeah, Roger, okay. Yeah, because I'm right by Dearborn. Dearborn, that's what I was trying to pinpoint the closest outer city for me. You know, that would be Redford. I could walk to Redford. And Dearborn is not that far, too. So, yeah, pretty interesting. I guess my beam working pretty good. I got a 16-element. Beam, a quad, it's 8 on 2 distance, 8 on 440. It's a dual band beam, and it works pretty good. Cost me a pretty bit there, and I got it about 40 feet in the air off of my house. I live in a bungalow with the chimney's pretty tall. Got it sitting on the chimney there, so yeah, I love it. I turn this beam and get into all kinds of places there, Roger.
Yeah, let's have that, KE8SCV for ID. What repeater are you getting into? Because there's a couple of them linked together, so I'm thinking that one might be a repeating to this one.
Oh, yeah, I forgot this. They got a linked up system on these repeaters there. Well, I'm going through Mount Clemens, I believe. It's on 147-200.
Alrighty then. Yep. That's, copy that. I'm on 145-310, Roger.
You said 145-310? You can't.
That's affirmative. 145-310. Yeah, that's they must be linked together. 145-310. That's Guilford and just off the Bay City, Kettle.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't be able to even with this beam. I wouldn't be able to work done unless I left the banner was open there. What PL is they using for that machine?
Oh, I don't have it right off the bat. I'd have to look it up. If you give me a moment, I can tell you.
All I got is time.
That field tone is 131-8, Roger.
Yeah, well, most of the PL down here on 2 meters would be on 100 hertz, and on 440 be 107.2. So, okay, Yeah, well, that answered my question. I'm thinking we're going through the same machine, and no, you're going through a LinkedIn. We're both going through a LinkedIn system, so okay.
Yeah, Roger that. I got you like 5x9 up here at East Dallas. Yeah, it's you're everything you can say. Sounds great.
What, are you up there near the thumb?
I am opposite the thumb. I'm not in the thumb, but I'm up right across almost the tip of the thumb on the sunrise side there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger, I've never been up that far up north there. Born and raised in Detroit, but never been, well, that far east. Well, let's see, I've been to, do you know where, let me see, do you know where, Port Satellite, Michigan?
Yeah, Roger, copy. I know where that's at. That's way down there in the bottom of the thumb. Yeah, we way up towards the tip of the thumb. Almost, I can see the thumb all the way across Lake Huron with my binoculars. Roger.
Oh, man. I don't know what, you know, I thought you was, I had no idea you was that far north. I'm thinking you're in Mount Clemens. I said, oh, that ain't that far. When you said 190 miles and all that, I'm thinking you're Mount Clemens. I said, well, you know, you're pointing to, you know, up there. That ain't that far, but yeah, I got it now. Wow. Okay. Hey, these links just work pretty good here, huh?
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, the whole west side of Michigan, they have that, it's all linked up and down the west side of the, well, I would call it the sunset side, but we'd be on the sunrise side, so, yes, I've actually talked to people in Canada right across the lake, and actually talked to people in the thumb when the repeater is on, go ahead.
Yeah, well, what bars in Canada can you get to? Can you, I'm just kind of curious, what part of Canada?
Well, sometimes I can pick up the weather bands over there, and it's all in French. And I talked to a couple guys in Ontario.
Oh, I know you thought I talked to some people in Ontario. I can talk to Ontario. But down here in Detroit, I get into Windsor, Ontario, which is right across the Detroit River. But do you know any cities in Ontario? Sarnia, or maybe, let me see, Thunder Bay, any of those places?
No, not so much. Yeah, it's, unless there's some conditions going on, yeah, it doesn't really come in this way. It usually goes northeast.
Okay. And while I'm thinking about it, what kind of equipment are you using?
Right now I'm on a Yaesu 2980 mobile with a 24-inch Larsen UHF, VHF, antenna.
Are you in the mobile or are you on base?
We're mobile. Go ahead.
Okay. Is that a fusion radio? I know it's Yaesu. Is it digital or is it just strictly analog?
Well, the 2980 is strictly analog, so yeah, there you have that.
Oh, brother, I was hoping you'd say digital. We just try to work each other digital on fusion there. Oh, well, that is what it is, yeah. Well, all right. I'm not going to tie this machine up, but it's nice talking to you, yeah, and, I might get on this, Mount Clemens machine quite often. Link, I did know it was Link. I just forgot. I'm thinking I'm talking to you and Mount Clemens. But I know Flint will be coming in there and some of these other little cities around up north there, so. All right. You have a good day, and, I guess I'm going to clear out of here and get ready for this year football game. Take care. This is November 8th. We're just leaving.
Roger that. This is KNSTV. Happy Martin Luther King Day.
Roger. Bye-bye.
You guys know, I'm over in
Hanging
Helens, Michigan. You're coming in clear here.
What part of Michigan you in?
St. Helens. Up by west, between West Branch and Hope Lake.
Hope Lake? Oh, brother. I know somebody lives up that way.
Where about are you? This is KBACIU.
Yeah, I'm in Detroit.
That's a long way from here. It's about 150 miles or so.
Yeah, I know up there in Holden Lake. I think it's called NAZZF. Do you know a pack NAZZF up there?
I didn't hear that.
I know a gentleman named Pat that lives up there in Holden Lake. NAZZF. Have you heard of him?
I may have. I don't really recall. I'm sure.
Okay.
You know
what we'd be calling to me? Okay. We got Holden Lake. What is that other Holden up there in the upper peninsula of Michigan? Are you familiar with that?
No, I'm not.
Okay, you are in the Mitten, right?
Yeah, well, I'm hitting on the Bay City repeater, is what I'm hitting. But I'm between West Branch and Holden Lake, or Prudenville, you know, from there, Prudenville. I'm about 3 miles west of Rose City, thereabouts, right in that area.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not all that familiar with the cities up north. Born and raised in Detroit, Michigan, but I have been up the north I've been to Midland, Michigan one time, and I've been to, I went a little farther than Midland, Michigan one time. I went to, what is that other, Gaylord, Michigan? How far from Midland or Gaylord?
Gaylord is about an hour, about 65 miles in that area from where I'm at.
Roger. Well, all right. Yep. Maybe one of these days I'll get up there. I like to get up there and see Big Mac. I've never seen that big bridge up there. The Big Mac, yeah, I'd like to be able to cross over there and up a little, so maybe one of these days. Well, all right, I'm not going to tap the system. You take care, sir, and we'll talk with you later. This is November 8th,
nice
Richie, Juliet Lima, in Detroit.
God bless. We all say have a good night, and take care. KBACIU.
This is KSA FJH looking for a quick USO. Over. This is KSA FJH looking for a radio check. Over.
You're coming in, FJH, but your audio is weak and a lot of background noise. Tough to hear. KFA KYL.
Okay, got you there. How's the antenna working still, the antenna that I made?
I'm sorry, I couldn't quite copy that one. Didn't quite hear what you were saying on that one. Yeah, I heard how's something, but not hearing the rest of it.
I'm using the antenna that I built, that I hooked up to that, my gutter outside with the wire connected to the fountain. Remember the home antenna? I think we were talking earlier, actually.
Alright, well that came in a little bit better. I heard you were using an antenna that you hooked something outside. I don't think I recall talking to anybody of this nature earlier, but maybe it's possible. But the last transmission was a little bit better. KF8 AYL.
Oh, okay. You have a different call sign. I think it was that or it was ATD, KFA ATD, that was who is out who I was talking to earlier. KFA SKH, back to you.
Alright, well copy that SKH. There's just a lot of background noise and your voice is audio is really weak, but it's there, but could be improved if I had to give an opinion. KF8AYL.
Yeah, I know my audio sucks. I'm
I wonder if it's the microphone on here sometimes, or I'm not really sure, like, how it gets weak, you know what I mean? I'm not really sure what makes it weak, or my signal, or... Because it doesn't do any static, but I get what you mean by where the audio gets low, because it happens to be before D. Back to you.
Well, I'm no expert, but all I can say is what I hear, so... The audio is just a little bit weak, and, well, not just a little bit, it's pretty weak, and a lot of background noise accompanying it, so that's what I hear, and that's all I can report. KFADYO.
Okay, does this sound better?
That's a little bit better. Not much, but a little bit.
I think it's them just, you know, not talking close enough to a microphone. That could be the problem.
Well, that one was a lot better. There's still a lot of background noise, but the audio was a lot better. Your voice was a lot better.
Okay, that's good. Something I'm probably, if you can hear me on, something I'm thinking about doing was get one of those magnetic mount antennas off of Amazon that I can hook up to my radio. That way I won't have any high SWR, because the other ham I was talking to earlier said the antenna that I made could have high SWR, so he can do just to just watch the radio and make sure it doesn't get too hot or anything like that. KFASJH.
Well, that transmission was going kind of in and out, but I heard you. But yeah, keep working on it. It'll get there. You'll get there eventually. KFADYO.
I think I might try moving my antenna around a little bit. Like, take it around, maybe. If I move it around a little bit, maybe it might help.
Well, some experimentation is always good. But keep working at it. And we'll be on standby, KFADYO.
I'm going to